welcome to Sanity in an Insane World. I'm your host. I'm here to talk about today's subject, which is first world problems. Now, when I talk about first world problems, I mean things that people are worried about in the industrialized world that people in the developing or third world don't even think about. I don't think there's too many people in South Asia or Sub-Saharan Africa or the Middle East that are worried about things like American Idol contest or wanting to be the next YouTube celebrity or something as their dog getting sick and having a nervous breakdown over it. How many people in our society do you think know who won the Academy Awards the other night, who won American Idol or Dancing with the Stars, who won the Super Bowl? Versus how many people do you think know how big the debt level is? How many people are unemployed? I bet you that a lot of people don't even know who the Vice President of the United States is. Everyone knows who the President is, but how many people actually know who the Vice President is? The point that I'm getting at is that our society is our values are warped and out of whack, and our priorities need to be realigned because we're worried too many. I mean, look, it's very important that people are able to get a distraction from their day-to-day lives and do things and watch things and get their minds off their day-to-day lives because everyone has pressures with work and with family and other things, and that's normal. But it's gotten too far where that's all people want to do, and I think the advent of social media and the internet has made it so much so that people spend their entire lives wasting their time tweeting and Facebooking and all these other things and not do anything productive in their lives, and they don't have time for things of substance because they're too busy, but they're too busy doing something that's pretty much a waste of time. Anyhow, we'll take some calls. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back soon, and we'll take some calls. Okay, thanks. Coming right back. If anyone feels like they have any comments, feel free to call in. One of the things I want to talk about is in terms of people's values, is when, say, my parents and my grandparents were growing up, people didn't go around telling other people that they didn't want to have families or children because it's too much work or it takes too much time or it's too hard or it's too expensive. This is a modern-day phenomenon where people are saying that. It's true that some people didn't have children back then, but it was much, much less. And today it's become almost socially acceptable for people to say that they're married to their careers, or they're not interested, or they're too busy, and there's a whole list of reasons why. But are these legitimate reasons? I mean, the Pope himself said a week or two ago that people that don't have children are selfish. Is he right or is he wrong? I personally think he's right, because ultimately there's no future in a society or a culture that has no people. And if you believe in your values and the things that you live and stand for, then the only way to perpetuate those values is to have children and instill those values in these children so that they can continue these values. So why is this happening? Is it because we're a selfish society like the Pope said? I think so. How many people have I spoken with that say they quote-unquote can't afford kids? Now, it's true that things are becoming more expensive, and the cost of basic necessities and living expenses and so forth has gone up, not nearly as much as salaries have not gone up as nearly as much as the cost of things, and that's true. But we're also a society that wants so much more, and our basic necessities, everyone needs, for example, a smartphone with a plan, and many other things that once upon a time people either didn't exist or didn't think of doing. So basically we're becoming a more spoiled and selfish society because no one wants to make sacrifices. No one wants to, you know, having children is about sacrifice. There's a lot of sacrifices involved, but there's a lot of rewards too. And ultimately, what are you here for? I mean, how many vacations can you go on and fancy cars can you drive? And how many nights can you go out for dinner? Ultimately, having a family is really, you know, what many people think we're here to do. And without a family, what do you have? It becomes lonely and meaningless at certain points, too. So let's take another break, and we will come back and hopefully field some calls and take it from there. Okay, we're back with Sanity in an Insane World. What do you think? Do you think that society is more selfish, or do you think that it's just the way things have evolved and that's the way people's lives have evolved, and it's not a matter of being selfish? It's just a matter of the realities of people's lives. People have to work harder. Many people have more than one job. And, you know, I've spoken with many people that have no kids or one kid, and the thought of having children is just such an overwhelming thought for them because they can't keep up with what they've got. So are they selfish, or are they basically just under so much strain and pressure that they can't manage? Something that we want to discuss, and we'll take some calls. All right, here we go again. Let me know your thoughts, and we'll speak.